Park Place in New York is two blocks north of where the World Trade Center once marked the city skyline, a spot now sometimes referred to as Ground Zero. A group of American Sufi Muslims has purchased property on that street to build an Islamic center complete with an auditorium, swimming pool, and mosque.
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Come on, stop, go!
This critic declined an on-camera interview, but warned passers-by their loved ones could be killed in another Muslim attack on America. Some opponents disparaged the proposed center as the Ground Zero Mosque. Artist Rita Balmina, an immigrant from Odessa, Ukraine, says she was on Park Place on 9/11 and believes the attacks that day were carried out under the banner of Islam. Balmina recognizes that Muslims have a right to build mosques anywhere in the United States, but, she says, not so close to what many Americans consider to be hallowed ground.
I fear that a mosque built on this site will become a symbol of the people who carried out the attacks, though I hesitate to call them people. And those who would come to worship here could be sympathizers of their extremist views.
We read the Quran in the name of freedom of religion.
This New Yorker booms out verses from the Quran in a show of support for the mosque. He also defends the constitutional right of Americans to pray in peace wherever they wish. The critic was quick to respond. Supporter Matt Skye, a freelance web developer, says the emotions of 9/11 and the Islamic Center's proximity to Ground Zero represent a challenge to American principles.
I sympathize, as everyone does, with those that died. But it doesn't mean we should be destroying the values of our country. When we send soldiers off to die, they're supposed to be fighting for our freedoms and our freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom of speech. And people who want to take this down are basically going against freedom of religion.
A majority of the people who live in the neighborhood around Ground Zero support the Islamic Center, though most Americans are against. But a recent public opinion poll in the state of New York indicates most opponents recognize the Islamic Center project is protected by the Constitution, even if they oppose the plan itself. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, New York.